education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken, Michael, Brandon, C-Cav, Russ Bliss. We got all kind of people in here.
We're walking the dinosaur?
Yeah.
Is that what this thing is?
Dancing.
I'm not sure what the tie-in, but you know, we're edutainment.
Why not?
Okay. We entertain them. Now let's educate them. We're speaking with Brad Ostrowski. Did I do that right?
Yes, you did.
Hey, I got it. I'm good.
All right. After three times.
Thank you very much. And good night. he's a bureau chief with the Special Crimes Bureau at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. And he's kind of given us some tips and insight as to how we kind of got to this. And one of the questions I have is, Phoenix has been chosen the most likely place, or I don't remember what the exact distinction was. But
well, I think per capita.
Right, per capita.
The highest incidence of identity theft.
Yeah.
We're number one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We don't like that.
We don't want it.
Give me an idea how Phoenix, of all places, becomes the top on that list.
Well, the weather, probably. But I think that there's that bombed, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, I see. I thought you were serious.
No.
The weather, yeah.
Well, homeless people.
It's
the heat.
In my experience, I've found that there's almost a one-to-one ratio between methamphetamine usage and identity theft. I don't know why. I don't understand why. It just seems to always be prevalent. And we're pretty big into methamphetamine cooking and production.
Well, maybe if I'm a meth addict, I need money, and the easiest way to get money is to steal people's identities.
Or
and
how about the people that are creating the meth labs? They need to be able to go buy the equipment and all this other stuff. And
correct.
Want to do
and,
it.
Huh. You know, they don't mind doing the dumpster diving as well. They
I get that impression.
Engage in theft from your cars. You know, people leave their wallets and purses in their cars with their credit cards and identification in it, and you have identity theft. In addition, we have a number of individuals that are coming into Arizona illegally. In order to work here, they need Social Security cards. So then what happens is you have basically a cottage industry of people selling Social Security cards or Social Security numbers. And what's interesting about that is they often will sell the numbers of children because a child's not working, so the victim isn't even going to be necessarily be aware of it.
Right.
However, I had one particular case where a single mother was on food stamps. She got contacted by the Department of Economic Security saying, we're cutting off your food stamps because someone in your household makes too much money. They gave a report, and she said, wait a second. That's my 8-year-old son. He's not making this money. And you can imagine the bureaucratic morass that she had to cut through in order to get her food stamps back.
Wow. Now, before we run out of time here, you had some resources of where people can go
to file complaints
and what have you.
Certainly, you can go to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office website, and we have information on that. You also have the Federal Trade Commission. We can go to www.consumer.gov/ID theft.
Actually, we have a link to that already on our website as well.
In addition, the Social Security Administration, who I work closely, also has information on identity theft, and that would be www.ssa.gov/pubs/ID theft.
And we'll post that up and put that in our follow-up newsletter.
In addition, I mentioned to you the other day about the Internet Fraud Complaint Center, and that, I believe, is connected through your website.
Correct. We've already got a link for that one.
And that's a place where consumers can go and make reports where they've been a victim of any type of crime over the Internet, including identity theft. And then that center, which is located in West Virginia, will hand out the complaints to whatever law enforcement jurisdiction is appropriate. For example, my office received close to 300 of those types of complaints per month.
Wow.
And that gives you some idea of the
just through that problem. Just through that one website.
Just through that one website,
wow.
Exactly.
All right. So the Internet is helping those guys, but it's also helping us fight this thing. So
absolutely.
We've got lots of information posted at our website, datadoctors.com. Brad Ostrowski, Bureau Chief of the Special Crimes Bureau, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the info, and obviously keep us posted on anything we can do to help get the word out on what people can do.
Certainly we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so we're talking about identity theft. We've got lots and lots of resources. A lot of the stuff you just heard rattled off, forget about trying to write it down. Just go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you'll see all of the resources for today's offering.
And if you missed those things, we'll have the audio archive posted so you can listen to it later. We'll also have a follow-up newsletter, of course, which will have all the links again. So we've got you hit in many different ways don't worry about writing those down because we'll make sure we take care of it for you.
Yeah, you have no excuses now, right? You have the education, you have it. But remember, number one, first and foremost, look around you in your home. Everyone out there right now listening, look around in your house. If you do not have a good quality paper shredder in your home, at the end of this show, get in your car, go to the local office supply, go to wherever you want to go, buy a shredder and shred everything.
Shred it all.
If you don't, once that stuff leaves your house and it's in your dumpster, you have no control, and that's where it all starts.
Ripping it in half will not help.
It's the easiest thing you can do. Yeah.
It'll just put it back together. Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Well, I know.
Well, no, I rip it into four pieces.
That's what people think.
Hey,
we're talking identity theft right here on the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR. We've got another hour to go. We're taking your calls and questions now. Open phones on identity theft issues or whatever is ailing you at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner.
And we when we come back, we have Adam with his very first of many bug reports.
We're stick around.
Give you all the buggy software out there in the world of computers. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, the Computer Corner, back after this.